Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kings of Fantasy Football. I'm your co-host, Pablo, and here is my co-host.
Leo.
So today we are going to talk about some kind of old news. The news we're referring to is the trade to Houston, and then we are also going to discuss rookies that we are high on as far as fantasy football is concerned. The NFL draft is around the corner, so we thought we'd essentially give our top five rookies that we're high on. So, getting started, again, we are going to discuss the blockbuster trade that a lot of analysts said, which was Stephon Diggs to the Houston Texans. And I'm gonna be a little bit biased because I am from Houston, but not as biased as you think. So my initial reaction was not like a lot of the analysts or a lot of the city, to be honest. I don't think that automatically put Houston in contention. I do think that it improves our team, but I don't think that it gets them in contention like a lot of analysts are saying. So, Leo, what about your initial reaction?
Well, I beg to differ with you. I know sometimes you're always a pessimistic Houston fan. Last year, I remember you, I told you they were gonna make the playoffs. You said I was crazy, and look what happened. So you always gotta be positive, my friend. But I think it's a good move for them. Like they get a even though they already had a rising two rising receivers with Tank Dell and Nico Collins there, they get a legit a wide receiver one to go alongside them. They the fantasy wise the it's gonna be to me out of them I don't see like Diggs getting 160 touches, targets like he did last year. Obviously, that's going to come down a lot with those two, with Collins and Dell there. But he's still going to be a force there. The big riser here for sure is a CJ Stroud, and that he's going to be top five easily, I think, quarterback next season. His ADP is going to rise over the summer, without a doubt. And when to draft these guys is going to be interesting. When Pauly Diggs will go first, Collins will be soon thereafter, and then Tank Dell will be a few rounds after that since he's recovering from his injury. So and don't forget they also have Noah Brown, Dalton Schultz that they re-signed, and even Joe Mixon that they brought into this trade. So that offense is legit for sure. To be a powerhouse for sure next year.
So let's dive into the domino effect. So while Houston's offense is looking really good, I think Josh Allen is no longer the QB1. Last year he was QB1. I think unless they have some big NFL draft day moves, sign another, receiver, I don't think Josh Allen has as good of a year. I still think just because of his caliber, he's still going to be drafted as a top five QB. But right now his wide receiving core is not as good as Houston's. I do agree with you as far as, again, the weapons on the Houston side. But again, it's going to affect Josh Allen's ADP, Stroud's. I think in Houston, it's going to be a lot of mouths to feed. I essentially think it's going to be like the Lions, where, they have playmakers on offense, yet they were still able to get points. I do think, and I'm just gonna make a bold prediction, but I think CJ will end up QB1 just because of the other weapons that he has. What do you think about the Buffalo side of the trade?
Yeah, definitely they take a big hit there, Josh Allen. I agree with you that he probably won't be the first quarterback drafted like he's been probably the last year or two. I'm doing an average. I looked into the stats for Stephon Diggs over the last 4 years in Buffalo. He's averaged 161 targets, 111 receptions, 1,343 yards, and 9 touchdowns. That's his average over the last 4 years, which is pretty sick right there. So, like I said, there's going to be 160 targets to open for whoever wants to eat it. The main impact, like I said, Allen, he's still going to fall. I think he's still be off of the. He's not gonna be a QB2. He's still gonna be a QB1. You know, for fantasy managers, it's just, you know, he's just temper those expectations. Obviously, I do think that they'll probably go after someone in the draft. They have to somehow. the what's good about Allen that, you know, he still has some, you know, his rushing yards, his legs, so, you know, he'll probably have to use that more than he has last year or two. So look out for that. You know, he's always a weapon on the ground. And the two guys that I really like that are still available on this team is Dalton Kincaid, which is the rookie tight end that he was there last season. This is going to be probably a breakout for him as long as he can stay healthy. He did show some flashes last year. And, you know, he's going to probably flirt with a Laporta-style kind of offense. Like, not just the way he plays, but, like, you know, that kind of his kind of numbers this season. And, you know, like one of the, you know, our previous free agency pickups that they picked up this year, which I, you know, talked about a couple episodes ago, which was Curtis Samuel. You know, I told you if by chance Stephon Diggs leaves, he should be on the rise. So he's going to get plenty of opportunities to take a big chunk out of those 160 targets that are available for sure.
So I think that is going to be interesting. You know, like you said, Diggs moving that kind of catapult Curtis Samuel right now into the wide receiver one role, unless, you know, they make some big move on draft day to trade up to get a receiver. What I did find interesting just altogether was the trade itself. I understand Diggs is, you know, on the older side. I think he's 31, 32, if I'm not mistaken. But giving up just, what was it, like a 6th-round pick, and then a 2nd-round pick, not this year, but next year. I honestly thought that they would ask a lot more, but then from what analysts were saying, that the reason why it was done is rumors Diggs have been unhappy. So I think Buffalo kind of just wanted to get something in return. A lot of analysts have also been saying, you know, is his attitude or, you know, his history going to be a problem in Houston? I'm hoping it's not. I think, you know, as long as D'Amico asserts his, you know, head coach, Stroud is the leader. So I think the pieces in place will hopefully come out to a positive outcome. So that being said, it's going to change gears. So again, NFL draft is around the corner. So we'll go ahead and talk about the top five rookies that we're high on. So I'll go ahead and go first. So I think, and then we're talking about fantasy wise, right? So who's probably going to be, you know, top five off of the draft board this upcoming fantasy season? And for number five for me is Caleb Williams. So Caleb Williams, according to Mel Kiper's mock draft, he should be the number one overall pick. He's 6'1", 214 pounds. Kind of has a, I guess a, he's shorter than a lot of average NFL quarterbacks. But if we compare him to Bryce Young, who's on the shorter side, he went number one last year. But I think just with the weapons that he has, he will try and duplicate CJ Stroud's season, but I don't think it will be as good. But he has a lot of good weapons in Chicago. They just got Keenan Allen, they have DJ Moore, Holcomb at the tight end. So I think if he does end up starting, which I would imagine he would from day one, being an overall number one pick, I think he's gonna have a good fantasy rookie season. So who's your number five?
Well, it's funny you say Caleb Williams because he's my number five as well. I think yeah, I was debating between him at four or five, but yeah, five is the right spot for him. He'll like I said, he's gonna be the first pick, like you mentioned, he's gonna be the first pick off the board in the NFL draft next week. He has DJ Moore, like you mentioned, Cole Kmet. They did the trade for Keenan Allen. So, you know, he's going to have weapons galore there with a three-headed monster running back back there to, you know, do any flare-outs and, you know, any whatever passes to the running backs there. So he's definitely going to be very productive next year. If he doesn't start, then somebody is crapped a bed there in Chicago, you know, if he doesn't start, because they have nobody really after trading away Justin Fields, so he's a must start for sure.
All right, so we agreed on a number five. My number four, and I didn't keep up with him in college, but again I was just using Mel Kiper's mock draft. But I'm number four. I have Brock Bowers. So he is a tight end from Georgia. 6'3", 243 pounds. And he is predicted to go to the Denver Broncos. But again, these are all mock drafts, but I think whoever does get him, you know, tight ends in the NFL are, man, are they a blessing when you have good tight ends. So last year, Sam Laporta, he was a rookie tight end, and he had a really good year. I know a lot of people that had Sam Laporta last year were extremely happy fantasy managers. I don't think that Brock Bowers will duplicate that, but I think that if he is drafted as high as people are thinking, I think he's a day one starter, and I think fantasy-wise, he should end up as a top 10 tight end. So who's your number four?
My number four is a Jalen Polk. But before I talk about him, I just want to talk about Brock Bowers because I do have him. He's just a spot ahead. I have him at three. He is I just, you know, because I don't want to, you know, if we're going to go to someone else, then I just might as well just talk about him right now. But basically, Brock Bowers, he's going to be, he was an elite tight end in college. He had a total of, He was a number one option there at Georgia at tight end, and he's like you were mentioning, he's gonna be like a Sam Laporta kind of presence. Wherever lands him's gonna be very very happy. And also in fantasy, he's gonna be the first in your dynasty drafts. He's gonna be one of the first tight end, the first tight end taken without a doubt. probably you might have to use like a like either a top five, top six pick to try to get him in Dynasty, because he's gonna fly off the board for sure.
Okay.
So talk about your number four. I didn't even see his name when I was doing my.
Yeah, he was a little bit down the list there. He's a wide receiver that's kind of like a Swiss Army knife. They put him all over the field. He's not gonna go in the first round, but he will make some plays. He's gonna make a lot of plays and he's someone that you wanna target in the second round of your dynasty drafts.
Okay.
And but yeah, definitely someone to look out for sure.
All right. So the rest of my list is going to be kind of repetitive, but the rest of my list is nothing but wide receivers. I think over hopefully maybe the last 2-3 years, wide receivers to me are becoming a better choice than running back to draft early. No offense to Christian McCaffrey managers last year. You guys were extremely happy. But I just think the history of injuries that running backs have been sustaining, I feel terrible for all the running backs who are getting season-ending injuries. You know, they work hard to get to the stage of the NFL. Some of them, you know, get injured. Some of them, you know, get injured more than one time. So I just think, again, fantasy-wise, to me, it's a lot safer to draft a wide receiver early. So for my number three, I have Rome Odunze, the wide receiver from Washington. He is 6'3", 312 pounds. According to mock draft, he should land with the Giants. If that is the case, I think it would be a necessity for the Giants. I think they need a big receiver, tall, who can win those jump balls. Washington made it to the college football playoffs last year. He had a really good season. He had a good quarterback with him. So I think that if he does again end up with the Giants or just any team, having a tall wide receiver in the NFL again is kind of become a necessity. You look at the great Justin Jackson and Jamar Chase. Those are our organization changing receivers. So I think that this draft specifically, a lot of good wide receivers out there, but I have a good phase number three. I think you mentioned you have Brock Bowers, but who else do you have?
Yeah, so yeah, since I talked about Brock Bowers earlier, my next, the last two that I have left is also receivers as well. So my next guy is Malik Nabers. From LSU, he's who I'm sure is probably your other player is Marvin Harrison have been the top two guys named that are gonna go high off the board including Romeo Odunze, as you just mentioned. Those three have been the top three receivers on everyone's board and all the experts are saying and stuff like that. So definitely. Something to go knowing into your dynasty draft that you're gonna probably be drafting a lot of receivers. If you notice, neither one of us have mentioned a running back in this podcast, because this is probably like one of the lower rankings running backs class in a while. There are maybe a couple guys, but that's another story for another day. But in terms of for right now, Malik the neighbors. He's definitely a receiver that like I said, I'm not the only one high on, but everyone else is. Last year in his senior season, he had a monstrous season with 89 receptions, 1,569 yards, and 14 touchdowns, which is pretty impressive if you ask me. And throughout his career, even the year before that, he had 72 receptions, over 1,000 yards, and stuff like that. Just last year was a big jump that he took the next level, getting touchdowns. So he's definitely someone that everyone should be high on heading into the draft and into your dynasty draft and regular season redraft as well.
So let's talk about him a little bit more. So I have him next. Now, the mock draft that I saw, I haven't gone to the Chargers. I think if that does happen, I think Justin Herbert's going to be really happy. Losing Keenan Allen, losing his wide receiver to
Mike Williams.
He needs someone. So I think that, you know, Harbaugh trying to get his star quarterback some help, I just think that would be the godsend if they are able to get neighbors to the Chargers. And again, I just think that will truly help Justin Herbert, because, you know, right now people might be questioning on drafting him as their QB1, but I think getting that true wide receiver one with neighbors, if he ends up with the Chargers, I think that should definitely be some people who are debating of drafting him. So looks like our consensus number one is Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin Harrison Jr., Ohio State, 6'3", 209 pounds. Some people have been comparing them to his father, Marvin Harrison Sr., who was in Indianapolis for years. Mock draft says that he's going to end up in the Cardinals. So if that is the case, do you think that helped Kyler Murray if he ends up with the Cardinals? Now, let's take some time. You've kind of been throwing the word dynasty in our podcast today. Let's talk about the difference. So, I'm guessing that all of these guys that we're talking about in dynasty drafts are what, all first rounders? I'm guessing. So let's talk about the difference between that and just standard, PPR or standard. What would you say the difference is? So I understand dynasty, you know, you're trying to get rookies, you're trying to have them for years to come, but let's talk about the flip side. So would you say that some of these names could be, I don't know, with the top three rounds? Do you think any of these names may go high, or do you think fantasy managers tend to kind of be a little bit more hesitant to try and get one of these high ranking rookies on their roster? So then what about the flip side? So I think again, for non-dynasty leagues, I think our list probably kind of, it still stays the same. I think the people that gamble on wasting a high draft pick on some of these rookies, it may pay off. It's like a gamble, but it may not. Because, you know, who knows if any of these star wide receivers are going to get a ton of targets. Same thing with Bowers. And then again, Williams, you know, if you're going to draft him high, then you're essentially drafting him because you think he's going to be the QB1. So again, go ahead. All right, so wrapping things up, I just want to say thank you to all of our listeners. I think next week we most likely will do kind of like an NFL draft reaction podcast. See if any of these mock drafts are right, kind of see where they landed, and then dive in to where they actually did land and see, you know, how that might play out fantasy wise. We are on pretty much a lot of those major platforms as far as podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts. We are on Spotify Podcasts. We are on the Podbean app. So again, just want to say thank you to all of our listeners today. Leo, any closing comments? So you can reach me on X as well. My handle is at ArcReaper. That's ArcReaper. So again, thank you everyone for listening and tune in next week.